Press TV likes to think of itself as the voice of the voiceless, and largely I completely endorse that. It is a place where the news is given a treatment which is almost wholly different from the so-called mainstream broadcasters, Sky, the BBC, even more Fox News and CNN. And it's also a platform for people that the public want to hear from, who have a different point of view. I myself present two weekly programs on Press TV. Yvonne Ridley is on Press TV. Lauren Booth on Press TV. Professor Tariq Ramadan. Many, many others. Independent voices that people want to hear, whether they agree with them or not. Which may be the reason why Press TV is right now under serious attack. I've got in my hand here documents which have come into my possession. First of them from WikiLeaks, much in the news these days, which reveals a plot, basically, there's no other way of putting it, reveals a plot by the British Foreign Office to take action, to try to disrupt and, if possible, to silence the voice of Press TV operating out of London. Acknowledging in the WikiLeaks document that they have no basis at present for doing so, but if the rules could somehow be changed, if sanctions on Iran could be toughened, well, it might be possible for the British government to extinguish one of the very few independent television voices in the country. That's not the only method of attack. I've also got in my hand a document in just 8 lines, a peremptory decision by one of Britain's most famous banks, which incidentally practically begged Press TV to move their account there in the first place, have peremptorily closed the account from February of next year without any explanation, without any excuse. The bank account has a healthy balance, it has been impeccably conducted, and yet a big four British bank has just unilaterally, without negotiation or even explanation, closed the account. The mainstream British media is constantly on the hunt for anti-Press TV stories. Two of the leading principals in Press TV have had the Sunday Times beating on their door, frightening their children and their wives late in the evening in a complete non-story just a few months ago. Lauren Booth, when she declared that she had embraced Islam, came in for a sledful of vulgar abuse, largely because she was working at Press TV. Yvonne Ridley, the same. Myself, the same. We've been dogged by so-called Green Movement protesters who've got nothing to do with the Green Movement, which is a wholly legitimate movement within Iran. But it's all just aimed at undermining and disrupting the work of Press TV. So I suppose here I want to say, watch out. If you have valued Press TV, or if you just value plurality, if you just value a world in which Fox doesn't have the last word, then watch out, because someone, somewhere, is out to close down Press TV. Write to me at georgegalloway.com, and I'll tell you one or two things that you could do to make your protest known. This is George Galloway. Sometimes of Press TV, sometimes of TalkSport Radio, sometimes of the Daily Record, sometime Member of Parliament.